This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica prepared for any changes to Petro-Caribe arrangement. Local government minister appeals for payment of outstanding property taxes. And sugarcane farmers encouraged to ramp up production. The news in detail after this break.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work to catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say so you hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are gonna allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40 hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. Jamaica has put measures in place to withstand expected financial shocks from possible changes in the terms of the Petro-Caribe agreement with Venezuela. Financial Secretary Devon Rowe says the Finance Ministry has been building up several buffers to ensure that any fallout is kept to a minimum.
So we are building our reserves in a way to compensate for any potential occurrence. In addition as well to, we have been broadening the arrangements for repayment to Venezuela through the provision of goods. So far, we have arranged a clinker deal which allows us to repay Venezuela in kind and not cash.
Mr. Rowe says the government has also sought to broaden the country's energy base, which will ensure that Jamaica's reliance on oil will decline steadily going forward. He was speaking at a press conference immediately following the 2014 High-Level Caribbean Forum at the Montego Bay Convention Center Friday. Under the Petro-Caribe Agreement, Jamaica pays Venezuela for 60% of the cost of the oil it receives from that country. The remaining funds are set aside as a loan payable over 20 years at 1% interest. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel R. Scott is appealing to Jamaicans to pay over the $2.8 billion in outstanding property taxes for the current fiscal year. He says this will ensure that the target of $7.26 billion is met and will enable the government to deliver the expected service at the local level.
I'd like to use this opportunity to make a special appeal for this gap to be closed. The reality is the money we collect from the citizens of Jamaica will be returned to them in the form of services.
Mr. R. Scott was speaking at the press launch of Local Government and Community Month 2014, Thursday. Turning to another area of service delivery, he says the proposed program to retrofit streetlights with LED lights is awaiting approval from the Finance Ministry. The program is expected to result in immediate savings of 60 to 70%. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission is urging athletes to exercise caution when taking medications to treat the chikungunya virus. In a press release issued recently, the commission, after consultation with health officials, recommended the use of paracetamol, cetamol and acetaminophen, all different names for the same drug, for the treatment of fever and pain associated with the virus. Common brands with these ingredients include Panadol, Tylenol or Panadol Multisymptom, and Tylenol Cold and Flu. However, athletes are being warned to avoid combining the different brands, as these combinations tend to contain banned decongestant components, such as ephedrine and pseudoephedrine. If the athlete has itching as a result of the rash associated with CHIKV, it's safe to take pure antihistamines. Brand examples include DPH, Claritine, Zyrtec, and Allegra. Once again, athletes are advised to avoid any combination of these drugs. They're also encouraged to consult a physician or visit the nearest health center for further queries related to the treatment of the chikungunya virus. And sugarcane farmers are being encouraged to increase production in order to be more competitive. This appeal from State Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan as he addressed the recent annual general meeting of the Westmoreland and Hanover Sugarcane Growers Association. Minister Buchanan reminded that effective January 1, 2015, the Cane Expansion Fund is to increase the loan amount for cane planting and replanting. This in an effort to provide greater incentive for cane expansion. The amount will be increased from $250,000 to $260,000 per hectare for irrigated areas and from $220,000 to $230,000 per hectare for non-irrigated areas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.